oaths, stupid things. I gave him my word.
He won't break it, sir, said Carrot. De Reggs are very particular about things like that. It's only when they swear on gods and things that they'll ever break an oath.
I will not tell you where he is, said Jabbar, but...
He grinned again, but there was no humour in it.
How brave are you, Mr. Vimes?
Stop complaining, Nobby. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying these trousers are a bit drafty. That's all I'm saying.
They look good on you, though.
And what are these tin bowls supposed to be doing?
They're supposed to be protecting the bits you haven't got, Nobby.
The way the breeze is blowing, I could do with some to protect the bits I have.
Just try and act ladylike, will you, Nobby?
Which would be hard, Sergeant Colan had to admit. The lady for whom the clothes had been made had been quite tall and somewhat full-figured, whereas Nobby, without his armour, could have hidden behind a short stick if you attached a toast rack to it about two-thirds of the way up. He looked like a gauzy accordion, with a lot of jewellery. In theory, the costume would have been quite revealing, if Corporal Nobbs was something you wished to see revealed. But there were so many billows and folds now that all one could reliably say was that he was in there somewhere. He was leading the donkey, which seemed to like him. Animals tended to like Nobby. He didn't smell wrong.
And them boots don't work, Sergeant Colan went on.
Why not? You kept yours on.
Yeah, but I'm not supposed to be a flower of the desert, right? A moon of someone's delight shouldn't kick up sparks when she walks. Am I right?
They belong to my gran. I ain't leaving her around for anyone to nick, and I ain't mooning for anyone's delight, said Nobby sulkily.
Lord Vetinari strode on ahead. The streets were already filling up. Al-Khali liked to get the business of the day started in the cool of dawn, before full day flamethrowered the landscape. No one paid the newcomers any attention, although a few people did turn round to watch Corporal Nobbs. Goats and chickens ambled out of the way as they passed.
"Watch out for people trying to sell you dirty postcards, Nobby," said Colan. "My uncle was here once, and he said some bloke tried to sell him a pack of dirty postcards for $5. Disgusted he was."
"Yeah, because you can get them in the shades for $2," said Nobby.
"That's what he said. And they were Ankh Morpork ones, trying to flog us our own dirty postcards. I call that disgusting, frankly."
"Good morning, Sultan," said a cheerful and somehow familiar voice. "New in town, are we?"
All three of them turned to a figure that had magically appeared from the mouth of an alleyway.
"Indeed, yes," said the patrician. "I could see you, Everyone is these days, and it is your lucky day. Sir, I am here to help, right? You want something? I got it."
Sergeant Colon had been staring at the newcomer. He said in a faraway voice,
"Your name's going to be something like Al Jibler or something, right?"
"Heard about me, have you?" said the trader jovially.
"Sorta, yeah," said Colan slowly. "You're amazingly familiar."
Lord Vetinari pushed him aside.
"We are strolling entertainers," he said. "We are hoping to get an engagement at the Prince's Palace. Perhaps you could help."
The man rubbed his beard thoughtfully, causing various particles to cascade into the little bowls in his tray.
"Dunno about the palace," he said. "What's it you do?"
"We practice juggling, fire-eating, that sort of thing," said Vetinari.
"Do we?"
said Colan. Al Jibler nodded at Nobby.
"What does,
she,"
said Lord Vetinari helpfully,
"she do?"
"Exotic dancing," said Vetinari, while Nobby scowled.
"Pretty exotic, I should think," said Al Jibler.
"You'd be amazed."
A couple of armed men had drifted over to them. Sergeant Colan's heart sank. In those bearded faces he saw himself and Nobby, who at home would always saunter over to anything in the street that looked interesting.
"You are jugglers, are you?" said one of them. "Let's see you juggle, then."
Lord Vetinari gave them a blank look and then glanced down at the tray around Al Jibler's neck. Among the more identifiable foodstuffs were a number of green melons.
"Very well," he said,
and picked up three of them. Sergeant Colan shut his eyes. After a few seconds, he opened them again because a guard had said,
"All right, but anyone can do it with three."